This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two more stories from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and Divine Intervention. Now, this is not a religious book. It's a book for everyone, filled with stories that will give you goosebumps. And today's stories are about two really weird coincidences that just go to show that it truly is a small world. In our first story, Barbara Epich-Struna tells us that she was on the phone with customer service for her credit card, asking some questions about their policies during the pandemic. She was facing an uncertain year for her business selling her books, what with book signings canceled and bookstores closed up. She had a nice conversation with a guy who said his name was Thomas, and he answered all her questions. And then he said, "Are you the author of The Old Cape House?" Barbara was shocked. He was talking about her first novel, a historical fiction suspense novel that was published in 2013, the first in a series. She said that she was indeed the author, and Thomas said, "I thought it was you. I recognized your name, and when you told me you were an author, I knew it was you." Now, Thomas was in India, and Barbara was in Massachusetts on Cape Cod, where the novel was set. Thomas explained that he bought the book at a used bookstore in New Delhi. The cover had caught his eye. Barbara told him that it was her house that was on the cover. Thomas was amazed. "No, I can't believe it. Do you really live in that house?" He then asked her about the red bricks that were mentioned in the book that had been found on top of an old root cellar behind the house. That's when Barbara knew he had not only read the book, but still remembered the little details. Thomas concluded their call by saying, "Ms. Struna, your book changed me. It changed how I look at the world. It showed me ways to be more adventuresome and to be open to new things. Thank you so very much." Barbara was flabbergasted at the idea that she had made a difference in someone's life and that the person was halfway around the world in India. She says, "What are the odds of a person connecting with another voice on a random phone call to a customer service call center thousands of miles away?" Well, that call ended up inspiring Barbara to keep going and write another novel over the next few years. Becky Alexander had her own small world experience right here in the U.S. She was leading a tour of Washington, D.C. for a group of 43 people. They were starting at Arlington National Cemetery, where their guide, a woman named Anne, would meet them. Anne would be showing them the Kennedy Graves, the Lincoln Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Capitol, and the White House. As the day proceeded, Becky hung back as Anne took over. Usually, she let the guide do all the talking while Becky did all the counting, making sure everyone got back on the bus at each stop. But they had a moment to chat under the shade of an elm tree along the National Mall. That's when they talked about where they were from, and Anne mentioned she'd lived in several places but had been born in Ohio. Turned out Becky was born in Ohio too. And they discovered they were both from Middletown, Ohio. Becky told Anne her maiden name, Selby, and Anne said her maiden name was Kiefhaber. Becky said that was a coincidence, as her doctor's last name was Keith Haber. It turned out that Becky's doctor was Ann's dad. Becky says, my parents had told me the story all my life. I was born without a left arm, and my left leg turned inward. Right away, an orthopedic doctor placed a cast from my hip to my tiny toes. He monitored my progress closely and was able to exchange the massive cast 6 weeks later for a shorter below-the-knee one. Mom said I enjoyed the freedom of the lighter cast and wore out the foot of it while bouncing in a baby swing on the front porch. That new cast also became a helpful tool for rolling from my back to my stomach. I'd fling it across my right leg and the weight would flip me over. Becky did really well, and by 10 months, she was taking her first steps. The doctor had done a great job, but now her parents were dreading the presentation of the bill. Becky's father was already struggling to support the family on his salary as a steelworker. But when they got the final bill from Dr. Keith Haber, it was for $20. That's it. The doctor who showed such great kindness to her family was Ann's dad. Becky says, the chances that Ann and I would meet and discover our connection were almost zero. She was one of hundreds of guides in DC, and I was one of hundreds of tour directors who escorted groups through the city. I don't believe those few surprising moments under the elm tree were just a coincidence. Ann needed to hear the wonderful story about her dad, and I needed to see the tale from my childhood come to life. Ann and I are now friends with a connection that goes beyond our hometown. We are connected by kindness, Keith Haber kindness, which touched my family long ago and inspires me yet today. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. And please make sure you subscribe. You can go on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you like to get your podcasts. And that way, each new episode will automatically download into your phone. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and Divine Intervention, you can find it on our website, chickensoup.com, by clicking the podcast button and looking at our featured books. And you could pick up a copy for yourself or as a gift at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your local independent bookstore, Walmart, Amazon, and wherever else books are sold. Come back for our next episode, which I've titled Hot Flashes, Hot Cars. I'll be sharing a couple of stories about people of a certain age living it up with their sports cars. One of the many themes in our new book about how age is just a number.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.